1 Kings chapter 4. So King Solomon was king over all Israel. And these are the ministers whom he had: Azariah, the son of Zadok the priest, Elihoref, and Ahiyah, the sons of Shishah, who were scribes, Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahilud, the secretary of state, and Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, who was over the army, and Zadok and Abiathar, who were priests, and Azariah, the son of Nathan, who was in charge of the officials, and Zabud, the son of Nathan, who was priest and friend to the king, and Ahishar, who was in charge of the household, and Adoniram, the son of Abda, who was in charge of taxation. And Solomon had 12 officials over all Israel, who sustained the king and his household. Each had to sustain him for 1 month per year. And these are their names: Ben-Hur in Mount Ephraim, Ben-Deker in Makaz and in Sha'albim and Beth-Shemesh and Elon-Beth-Hanan, Ben-Hesed in Aruboth, who had Soko and all the land of Hefer, Ben-Abinadab in all the heights of Dor, whose wife was Taphath, Solomon's daughter, Ba'ana, the son of Ahilud, who had Ta'anak and Megiddo and all Beth-She'an, which is by Zarethan, beneath Jezreel, from Beth-She'an to Abel-Meholah and to beyond Jokmoam, Ben-Geber in Ramoth-Gilead, who had the villages of Jair, the son of Manasseh, which are in Gilead, having the district of Argob, which is in Bashan, 60 large cities with a wall and copper bolt, Ahinadab, the son of Iddo, in Mahanaim, Ahimaaz in Naphtali, who also took a daughter of Solomon's as his wife, Bosmath, Ba'ana, the son of Hushai, in Asher, in Aloth, Jehoshaphat, the son of Parua, in Issachar, Shimi, the son of Elah, in Benjamin, Geber, the son of Uri, in the land of Gilead, the country of Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and he was the only official who was in the land. Judah and Israel were many, like the sand which is by the sea in multitude, eating and drinking and rejoicing. And Solomon was ruler over all the kingdoms in the land of the Philistines, from the river up to the border with Egypt. They brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. And Solomon's revenue per day was 30 cores of fine flour and 60 cores of barley flour, 10 fatted oxen and 20 herding oxen and 100 sheep, apart from deer and gazelles and fallow deer and fatted poultry. For he had control of all this side of the river, from Tifsah to Gaza, of all the kings on this side of the river. And he had peace in all quarters round about. And Judah and Israel lived securely, each man under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan to Beersheba, all Solomon's days. And Solomon had 40,000 horse stables for his chariot fleet, and 12,000 horsemen. These officials sustained King Solomon and everyone who came to King Solomon's table, each official in his month, and they did not neglect anything. And they brought barley and straw for the farm horses and for the swift horses, to the place where these were, each according to his duty. And God gave wisdom to Solomon, and very great insight and broad understanding, like the sand which is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom increased beyond the wisdom of all the eastern people, and beyond all the wisdom of Egypt. And he became wiser than any man, than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Haman, and Chalcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahol, and his fame was present in all the nations round about. And he spoke 3,000 proverbs, and his songs amounted to 1,005. And he spoke about trees, from the cedar which is in Lebanon to the hyssop which comes out of a wall. And he spoke about cattle, and about birds, and about reptiles, and about fish. And people came from all the nations to hear Solomon's wisdom, from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom.